Welcome to your 5 for today. At school, we had a geography teacher who held students to a high standard of behaviour and took care of his classroom. His expectations were instilled into children's minds from the very first encounter with him. Whereas other teachers were happy for students to arrive and take their seats ready for a lesson to begin, he expected us to stand in silence until told that we could be seated. Woe betide a pupil entering with mud on their shoes. Whenever this happened, beginning at the door, he would look down at the soiled carpet, and slowly and silently he'd trace the trail of brown marks on the floor, across the room, and stood over the muddy-soled culprit. By this point, they had usually realised what was going on, and had become rather ashamed. One thing about which we were all very clear was, mud was not permitted in room 7. The only way a student was allowed in was by first removing shoes in that condition. On a wet or snowy day, it wasn't unusual to pass room 7 on the way to another lesson and see a row of about 30 pairs of shoes lined up in the corridor outside. Of course, his standards were different to that of other teachers, but we were in no doubt as to his expectations. Heaven, God's dwelling place, is somewhere that God wants us all to be welcomed. However, the Bible tells us that nothing unclean will ever enter it, nor anyone who does what is detestable or false, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Now, one person's clean may be another person's passable. And what is all right for someone else might be detestable to another. It is important then for us to appreciate God's standard. It isn't subjective. It isn't a matter of opinion or debate. But his standard is absolute. The first man's encounter with God is a case in point. Adam and Eve were sent out of his paradise, the Garden of Eden, not for murder, bank robbery, or another crime of the sort that would be reported as headline news. It was for a simple act of disobedience, when Adam ate a piece of fruit from a tree that he had been told he was not to. The Ten Commandments, that were later given to the nation of Israel, also help us to recognize his expectations. They are also helpful in that they reveal our sin and show us that we are unable to reach, let alone maintain, his perfect standard. Simply, the Bible states that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Given that nothing unclean can enter God's dwelling place, our only hope of being in heaven then is first the removal of our uncleanness. We need to be cleansed from our sins, which leave a stain on even the kindest act that we perform. The prophet Isaiah said, "We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment." However, there is good news, for God has provided a way for our sins to be washed away, and that by the sacrifice and blood of God's own Son, the Lord Jesus. We can be made completely clean in God's sight through faith in the Lord Jesus, who shed his blood, giving his life for us. He is called the Lamb of God, and those who believe in him have their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Mine's there, is yours. Thank you for listening.